There was a protest held over the weekend at a federal prison in SeaTac, where 174 undocumented immigrant women are being detained. Roughly half are mothers, forcibly separated from their children. That is a policy the Trump administration calls a necessity. KUOW's Casey Martin reports.
Standing outside of the federal detention center, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee condemned the separation of families while in federal custody.
The United Nations recognized this gross violation of human rights, but you don't need the United Nations. We need this nation to stand up and us to speak against this.
Northwest Immigrant Rights Project determined last week that Immigration and Customs Enforcement had separated children from asylum-seeking mothers at the U.S.-Mexico border. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal was able to go inside the prison and meet with some of the mothers.
In most cases, they were taken into a different room to, like, you know, here, come with us, we're going to take your photograph. And then after the photograph was taken, they were put in a different room from their child. So they never got to say goodbye. In some cases, they could hear their children screaming in the other room, screaming for their moms, asking for their moms. And they had to sit there and listen to that and still not be able to see them or hold them.
Jayapal says the children are between 3 and 16 years old. ICE says the children are now in the care of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Local immigrant rights activists are now working to get the detainees legal assistance. For KUOW News, I'm Casey Martin in SeaTac.